This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, getting engaged, being involved, doing the right thing. And I mean do the right thing by just getting engaged and involved. If I'm not it for you, find another one. There's a lot of good commentators out there with real information. So, you know, I'm not so big-headed that I think I am the guy, I am the only one with the information. There's a lot of good people out there doing the same thing I'm doing. If you enjoy the show and you like what you're hearing, and you know, head up to the website, realside.com. There's a donate button there. Click on the donate button, because like everybody else, we our message has been squelched. If we can't get our message out, it's kind of hard to get sponsors. So anything you can do to help would be appreciated. Buy the mug, buy the shirt, buy the book. Do whatever you got to do. Engage. Get involved. Anyway, Oh, I know what it was. Congress. Out of control. Totally out of control. Yeah, I was thinking about this today, about how it's subpoena after subpoena after subpoena. They're going after people, and it's almost like we will get somebody to crack. We will get somebody to speak this. We will get somebody. No, you won't. There's nothing there. It's a big nothing burger. And when you say the American people want us to do this, you're lying. You're not telling the truth, and you know you're not. Let's not play this game. It'd be really cool if you could tell the truth, wouldn't it? So, let me see. Can I do this? Yeah. Acting ICE Director Thomas Haman, he speaks before the House Oversight Committee, and man, did he hand it to them. Take a listen. Maybe. Come on, you can do it.
That basically your experience of what the problem is.
Well, the statement made about HHS a few minutes ago is wrong, and that's a very important thing I need to address. As far as the policy with HHS, sir, it needs to be stricter. When I was the ICE director, I tried to create an MOA with HHS. If you're a parent and you hire a criminal organization, have your kids smuggled in the trunk of a car or back to tractor trailer, you should come to ICE to get vetted. If you're illegally in the United States, we'll put you in proceedings with a child. We won't take you into custody, but you'll stand shoulder to shoulder with that child and claim your fear as a family. I call that parenting, first of all. And second of all, you've got to hold them accountable. Mm-hmm. In the FY19 appropriations bill, when we finally reopened government, what did the Democratic side of that caucus do? They added language that ICE could not take action against anybody in a UAC household. When I said at the time, if you do that, the number of UACs will swell. You will see a surge like never before, because now these people can operate with no impunity, no consequence, no deterrence. And what happens, sir? Record number of UACs coming across this country. If we're really here to talk about protecting children, then that memorandum of understanding needs to be more strict.
And he was handing it to them all day long. There's a whole, I can't play them all, but there's a whole bunch of these clips of letting them have it. And when they called him out several times for not doing the right thing, for not taking care of these kids the way he should, he kept putting it back in their laps. It was fantastic. I wish I could play the whole 20 minutes for you, but I can't. Matter of fact, I'll put up a link at some point in time. You can grab it. You can grab it yourself. They were accused of not caring. They were accused of not doing the right thing for these kids. And when he came back and he ripped in the congressional critics. He said that you should be ashamed of yourself. This is what he told them in the hearing. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You have the power to fix it. You have the power to make law. You have the power to take care of this, and you're not doing it. And at one point he got so mad, he said, if you don't like it, he pulled the Joe Messina, I guess. He said, if you don't like this, do your job and fix it. And let that sink in. There, you know, you talk about the dead bodies of these kids. You talk about people being found dead in the fields, drowning in the rivers, and somehow this is all Donald Trump's fault. But this has been going on for decades. The left news or the left media is in your pocket to the point where they're pumping all this. They even screwed up last week. Some of you were paying attention. They screwed up last week. They put a picture of these kids in cages, and they were yelling at Donald Trump for it. And come to find out, shh, don't tell anybody. One of their 17-year-old fact-checkers put up the wrong picture. It happened to be one of the detention centers that Obama sanctioned. And you know what they did? They pulled it down and stopped talking about it. That's how honest they are. They didn't say, oh, our mistake, we're sorry. That was actually a picture of you know, President Obama's detention center, who we also didn't agree with doing it. But we didn't say anything. See, they're hypocrites. This is why it's so hard to believe. And they said, this is why, at first glance, every time they speak about some atrocity that Donald Trump is doing, I giggle. Yes, sounds terrible, but I do. I giggle. Can't believe them. There's nothing there for me to latch onto. But those words are so perfect. If you don't like this, do your job and fix it. Your job is not to investigate Donald Trump 24/7. Your job is to legislate. Your job is to fix things. He said his agents were been subjected to unprecedented attacks and vilification for simply enforcing the law. Think about that. Right, these surprise roundups that are going to go on this weekend, and maybe not, I don't know. Right, they're rounding up people that have already been ordered out of the country. They're simply enforcing the law, and yet you have elected officials telling them how to skirt the law. How special is that? Come and see your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
All right, you don't like Chuck Berry? Leave. Oh, that's simple. Joe, in your house, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Real, that, people, that's real rock and roll. Okay? Not electronic music. It's not crazy stuff. It's real rock and roll. Real music, whether you want to hear it or not. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Guys, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's just truly being part of the solution, part of the conversation. You know, it helps. Send me information. Send me information. I mean, if there's a topic or a person or a story in particular that you're really on, you really want to know about, I'll take it on. I have no problem doing that. You know, maybe there's a book that I don't know anything about. There's a lot of books I don't know anything about. But maybe there's a book I don't know anything about, and you know, it's somebody that you want to be involved, you think we should be talking about. More than happy to do that. Listen, for those, I don't know if it's going to hit this weekend or not, but for you people who pray, it's really cool if you could pray for New Orleans people not to be stubborn, right? Don't be stubborn. Get out. You know that old joke about, you know, some of you, well, that's right, we're going to stay in our home because we prayed and God's going to protect us. You know that old joke about, you know, God, you end up in heaven after you stayed with the hurricane, and God said, I sent you a boat, and I'm shorting it here, but, you know, I sent you a boat, a helicopter, whatever, I've sent you a bunch of people to save you, and you were waiting for me. I sent somebody for you. I know, I screwed that joke up big time. But basically, the bottom line was, get out. It's okay. All right? That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, the infighting right now that's going on.
Democrats apparently
party.
Running out of...
Yeah, shut up. the Democrat Party, they really are fighting from within. They really are. You know, if you remember, Dr. Gerard Lomero talked about this. He talked about how they were going to start to implode, how they were going to start, you know, just self-folding in on themselves because they were fighting so much. And now it's come to the head. And you know what? The beauty of this is what I've been saying all along. The beauty of this is exactly, you know, they overuse the word racist. Everything is racist. Everything is hate. It was only a matter of time before it was turned and used on themselves. And AOC has cracked that eggshell. And it's coming back to haunt them. Isn't that wonderful? House Democrats and their aides are quickly losing patience with AOC. Right, her office is nonstop spying with the House. Yes, sparring. From it's called spying. With House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other long-serving members. I mean, she's just going after these people. Right? She's talking about how the Speaker's dismissive. Well, all their dismissive comments toward her are representing a view growing against her caucus. You know, that's not it at all. It's not the caucus of young, Hispanic and minority women. No, it's the caucus of young, and it's all about me. When you think that everything you say is right, correct, and true, that's a problem. When you think that any thought that comes between your ears is worthy of not just mention, but action, there's something wrong with that. And, you know, I'm going to say what I always say. What have you parents done to these kids? When you teach a child that the world revolves around them and they're just so wonderful and so special, that's a problem. Because then they expect everybody around them to think that way. And you know what? They don't. Because if I think like you do, those parents who taught their kids to be special, then my kids are better than yours. Because they're more special than yours. Because they're my kids and I was telling them they were special, so therefore they're more special than yours. And no, not everybody's as special. She's a complete fraud, said one senator, one Democratic source. They told Fox News on Friday that they are frustrated to no end with AOC. And it's, you know, it's really funny because what these young people do is, the younger people, I'll put it that way, not all, but the ones who think highly of themselves, they'll use, they're afraid of us. They don't like us. We have more energy than them. We're taking their power away. We're making life hard on them. It's not it at all, people. It's, again, you jump into these situations. You start spewing, doing, and trying to take over. And the reality is you don't have the experience. We won't even say the brains. We won't even say the ability to think it through. You don't have the experience to make these kind of decisions. Right, and again, this is Pelosi's fault, too, because she gave them positions of power on committees. Should never have done that. The last straw for some was the lawmakers claimed that Pelosi was uniquely disrespectful to an already congresswoman. One senior lawmaker who is black scorched Ocasio, or AOC, right, for allegedly using the race card against the speaker, calling her comments inappropriate. Some lawmakers have even turned the tables, arguing that the group aligned with her is targeting black lawmakers for potentially primary challenges and questioning their comments. Think about that. See, this whole race thing has turned in on them. Right? Her peers don't take her seriously, the senior Democrat said. I think it's absurd that she's calling the speaker racist. Even Trump came out today and said, you know what? Nancy Pelosi is not a racist person. She's a nobody. She's a freshman member of Congress with no power. She's not worth the speaker's brain power, the source said. But see, that's the part that's not true. The speaker gave her power. The speaker put her on influential committees. The speaker should have jumped all over this early, not let her go this long. Look, I'm not sticking up for the Dems, but there's a reality here. She's not just hurtful to the Dems. She could be hurtful to the country with the way she thinks, the things that she thinks that we should be doing. You know, when you're talking about all this free stuff that you want to give away, when you openly lie about situations that you've walked into, there is nobody that corroborates her story at the detention camps. Nobody. Right? There was nobody drinking out of a toilet. I can show you pictures of what the toilets look like. The sinks on the back side of the toilets, and that's what they were drinking out of. Okay? And she keeps telling the same lie over and over again. Because she thinks if she says it enough, somebody will believe it. And I'm sure her followers will believe her to a degree. Right? So it's just amazing. Many Democrats went on to say, hey, look, it's, you know, something wrong. She's not worth the speaker's brain power. She's accusing her of starting needless distractions. And it's true because the more that AOC, and I'm okay, hey, let her distract. The more she does this stuff, then the speaker has to turn her attention to dealing with it. Isn't it great? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our body. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Devastating flooding predicted in New Orleans and elsewhere as Barry's unrelenting rain poses the most peril to the millions in its path this weekend. Governor John Bel Edwards has this advice.
Nobody should take this storm lightly just because it's supposed to be a Category 1 when it makes landfall. The real danger in this storm was never about the wind anyway. It's always been about the rain, and that remains a very significant threat.
Will President Trump's confirmation of immigration raids starting Sunday jeopardize the operation? The president says the raids on illegals have never stopped, and he tells supporters in Wisconsin he blames Congress for not trying to solve the problem.
If they worked 1/100 as hard on immigration, it would be solved in about 15 minutes. Just a waste of time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars.
We are back.
To be living here.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, be part of the solution. And I do, I really do appreciate, I know some of you don't believe me and you hear me say it all the time. It's like, yeah, whatever. But I do, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and that you spend hanging out, right? Being involved. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So, I love campus reform. If you ever have a chance, head up to the campus reform website. They've got so much going on there, so much happening. And they spend a lot of time on college campuses with young kids. And they're constantly, you know, asking these kids questions that we should be able to ask them. We should be able to talk to them about. And, you know, when you do think, who was it? Mark Dice, right? He was the one. Mark Dice used to be able to ask the kids these questions. But then what happens is, you know, they knocked him off of YouTube, I think it was. And now he can't do it anymore. So campus reform is kind of, I guess they've kind of stepped in to take over. And I think it's wonderful. I think it's great. So kids on the college campus were asked, hey, should we ban hurricanes? Well, here, I'll let you listen to the story because this is just, it's wonderful. Seriously wonderful.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're at the University of Miami, home of the Hurricanes. Now around the country, mascots have been changing because students have been offended. So I have a petition here to change the hurricane mascot because students might be offended. Will anyone sign it? Let's find out.
Can you sign my petition real quick? So basically we're sending a letter to the administration. We're asking the university to change the mascot of the Hurricanes. We feel like it's kind of offensive to students on campus that have been negatively impacted by hurricanes throughout their lives. So when people are cheering at games, go Hurricanes, a lot of times without thinking it, you can actually hurt a lot of people. So is that something you consider supporting?
No, exactly.
Thank you so much.
Well, sure.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is that something you'd consider signing?
Sure.
Thank you so much.
I feel bad because I kind of like the hurricane.
I liked the hurricane too until I learned about how it made it, people on campus
feel. Yeah.
Honestly, I never thought about it.
Yeah, but you can see why people...
No, I understand it. I understand it.
Ultimately, as long as hurricanes is there, there's still going to be students that, you know, are offended.
Yeah.
So
we're sure, why not? It's not like a huge deal, but it's something. It's
I understand.
Because there's going to be people who have, like, PTSD about...
Exactly. And even if it's just a few students that are hurt by something, we can't pride ourselves on being like an inclusive campus and neglect a few people because they say, well, it's just people. Every time people are cheering, like, go Hurricanes, basically you're saying, like, we support something that hurt you in the past. And that's something that, honestly, none of us should be behind. It's kind of like saying...
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Something negative.
Yeah.
Hopefully. No, but I totally get that. I think that's super respectful.
Yeah. And the goal is to make sure that no one on campus feels offended by anything that's going on.
Yeah.
And I think eliminating hurricanes is a quick way to do that.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, well, what's your idea?
Well, we're taking suggestions.
Oh, really?
So we're trying to come up with an alternative, just a healthier alternative. It doesn't have to be something like an animal, because even...
The cacti.
I think that'd be great. It's a productive part of society. Even some people were saying like animals, but a lot of animals at this point have just become kind of tools for like human pleasure. Like, in
I know.
Are you listening to this? I mean, are you really paying attention to this? The most important thing is to make sure that the hurricanes, because people have been hurt by hurricanes. I get it. People have been hurt by earthquakes. They've been hurt by horses. They've been hurt by soldiers. We go through a whole list. Some mascots are coyotes. Some people's dogs have been eaten by coyotes. I mean, seriously. And somebody's going to come up with, we don't need mascots. What do we need mascots for? Why are you making such a big deal out of this? Because it's stupid. And this is what your college kids on campuses are thinking of.
Activity, it is awful. And so we're trying to pick something that's just completely positive.
Are there teams that, like, called the Tornadoes? Like, is that a, like,
there are, but that would not be a suggestion I would make.
Is that a thing?
It's a phenomenon.
No, I'm just saying, like, are there
people. I was going to say something that represents Florida. I was going to say, like, the Sharks, but we could have, like, Shark Bite victims on campus. That could be bad. And honestly, if even just one person is offended, that's enough for us to really take it seriously and want to make a change.
I'm tired of everything being offensive. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, that's the world we live in, I guess.
Sorry,
the smartest one in the group. Isn't that wonderful? About time. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like, head over to Campus Reform, because that's where you'll find this stuff. I love it. These guys will go out on campus. They ask some questions. If I went on campus, they wouldn't answer me. And look at the old guy asking questions. Get him out of here. You know, kind of thing. But no, seriously, the point with that was to say, look at what these kids are focused on. Look at what they perceive to be a problem. It's just wonderful. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. New Jersey, who's always, you know, there's a Dem state for you. They run that state, just like California. So now what's happened is, as ICE prepares for weekend raids, and you know, these guys are going in, they don't know what they're up against, they don't know what's going on, they don't know what awaits them on the other side of the door. And New Jersey County is spending over $250,000 in taxpayer money to defend illegals. So they're taking your money and my money, if I live in New Jersey, and they're going to use that to protect illegals. People who haven't paid, and don't give me that crud, well, they pay taxes too when they buy stuff. It's a drop in the bucket compared to what people are paying on their homeowners' taxes, on their payroll taxes, and so forth. It's not the big bucks that you'd all like to believe it is. So now, as an Immigration and Customs Enforcement is getting ready, under the direction of President Trump, they're gearing up for the raids. You know, and again, they're going to be looking at a bunch of people. Now, here's the thing. One of the articles said, you ready for this? Trump gears up for raids targeted towards millions of illegal immigrants. Right. Let me tell you what. If Trump was calling in enough soldiers, because that's what he'd need, to round up millions of illegal immigrants, You wouldn't have to round them up. First of all, they'd be heading for the southern border to get out of here. That's number one. Number two is they wouldn't be able to get out of here because the Dems would line up around the southern border to keep them from leaving because they need voters. No, you know, because they're going to protect them, right? I mean, millions? Really? Come on, let's get the story straight. Actually, there's between 2,000 and 3,000, even though it's a lot more than that. There's hundreds of thousands of illegals that have deportation orders on them. They can only do so many at a time. So what's the big whoop here? So we're enforcing the law, and the Dems are having a heart attack over it. Essex County, New Jersey, granted Rutgers Law School $250,000 in late June. That's just to represent the detained illegal immigrants. Now, Rutgers Seton Hall University and the Legal Services of New Jersey were all given one-year grant from the county. The grant will be used to hire legal officials to manage cases, according to Rutgers professor Anja Gupta. She also serves as the director of the school's Immigrant Rights Clinic. Immigrant what? Clinic? Project is another step towards our goal of the university representation for all immigrants. They're illegals. That's right, they're illegals. They're here illegally. There's a legal order to remove them. So what you're saying is you're willing to go against the judge's orders because you don't like the judge's orders. That's the other thing, too. It seems the Democrats' new platform is that all law is optional for them. Yeah, it's optional. They'll decide whether to follow it. They'll decide whether it's right or wrong. This project is another step towards our goal of universal representation of all detained immigrants. The funding will allow us to continue to provide high-quality legal representation to detained immigrants in New Jersey. Representation that ensures that immigrants will not be deported without due process. They've already had due process. Those are the ones they're going after. The ones the judge has issued warrants for and deportation orders for. Matter of fact, my understanding, I hope you're really fast, but my understanding is that they have planes in most of these major cities ready to go as soon as they round these people up. Which is fine by me. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website during the break, therealside.com, where you can give me your email address. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years. And there's a way out of this financial nightmare. And my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really appreciate your time with me. I want to hit on a couple of clips real quick. I'd like to be able to share with you visually, but not a problem. It would be a problem. All right. So this is where she says all this nasty's happened under the flag, right? Okay. So this is the AOC in her infinite wisdom again, deciding that she knows more than the Border Patrol. She has seen things that nobody else has seen. I mean, seriously, every time she opens her mouth and talks about this stuff, there's always 12 people that come on and go, yeah, not quite. Let's hear what she had to say.
Unnutritious food. I believe them when they said they were sleeping on concrete floors for 2 months. I believe them. And what was worse about this, Mr. Chairman, was the fact that there were American flags hanging all over these facilities, that children being separated from their parents in front of an American flag, that women were being called these names under an American flag. We cannot allow for this.
was that all about? Anyway, all this is being done under an American flag. I don't understand what that means. They hate the flag. Why does she care? Right? Wouldn't, matter of fact, according to her and Omar and others and Presley out of Massachusetts, this is a no-brainer. Of course it happened under this flag. The flag's oppressive. It's mean. This nasty stuff that happens. You're talking about tens of thousands of people. Seriously? Now, I think this is the clip. I hope this is the one I think it is. Of Thomas Homan. Right? He was the acting immigration or former acting immigration customs enforcement director. Where he's being grilled. I wish I could find that clip from the woman that just grilled him. I'm sorry, it was a guy. Grilled him over what he said or what they're doing to the children.
Wait a minute.
I would have hung the guy.
I'll just say this. I've served my country for 34 years, and there was a comment made earlier that I, in my LinkedIn, that I oversaw 300-some thousand. Actually, in the 4 years of my leadership, I oversaw a million illegal aliens being removed and being deported. And I got a Presidential Rank Award from President Obama for distinguished service. I've worked for six presidents, and I respect each and every one of them because they're President of the United States. But my job as a career law enforcement officer is to execute a mission within the framework provided me, framework being money, resources, and policies. I executed a mission under President Obama in a leadership role at ICE, and I've executed the mission under
President. Now, think about this. He's been under Obama. If he really was doing such a cruddy job, wouldn't they have removed him? Wouldn't Obama have found a way to get rid of him? And we don't have time. Nobody has time to sit down and listen to all of these. I get it. But here's a couple of minutes clip of some of this testimony.
President Trump, a year and a half. I did my job. And a lot of this back and forth today, and I'll leave it with this. This situation at the border is the failure of Congress to act. these children are in bad conditions. My heart breaks for them. They shouldn't be in a border. Border Patrol jails weren't built for vulnerable populations like women and children. So give these people the HHS the money they need to get these people to the facility that is built and planned for them. No one wants to see that, but we need to stop the vilification of the men and women who are doing the best they can under very difficult circumstances. I was a Border Patrol agent. I know many Border Patrol agents. And they've shed many a tear of what's going on. I hope Congress will work with this administration and try to fix it. I do. I think...
You know, it's amazing to me that after all this and all the conversation we've had around this, that we keep villainizing these border agents. There's thousands of them. And to give it a task that's almost impossible. Remember, again, there is no crisis, right? Until the Democrats decide there's a crisis. It's so wrong. And now they want this crisis fixed, but they don't want to do anything to fix it. Right? I mean, come on. Be honest about it. What are they actually willing to do to make it better? What are they actually willing to do to fix the issue? I'm not so sure they want to do anything to fix it. They think this is, this is how demented they are. They think this actually serves their purpose. Take a listen.
We're a country of laws. We need to enforce the law. And for anybody in Congress to say, well, ignore the law, could we rather not fix it, it's just a long way to go. I ask if the Border Patrol and ICE would do their job. I ask Congress to do theirs.
Two things that I'll...
I like that. That's a great line. He wants Congress to do their job. There's an idea, right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. But what I don't like, I wish I could find the clip. It's in the same. What did you say? Okay, so what it is one of the congressmen is accusing him of mistreating children. And he is livid about it. He goes off on it. As well he should. Because here's Congress people that don't even show up to these things. They don't go down there. Right? I mean, if you think about it, They talk about it like they've been there a million times, and they haven't. And it's wrong. Because they're vilifying those people that are beating their brains out to make sure that those kids are safe. And not that any child should feel unsafe, or that any child would get hurt is okay, or be killed for that matter is okay, because it's not. Nobody on the right would ever say, well, we lost one. They got tens of thousands. We've only lost one. What's the big deal? We don't think like that. But there is a reality behind it. You're not going to be able to keep them 100% safe. Look, if you have all the answers, if you Democrats have all the answers on keeping these kids 100% safe, how about keeping our kids 100% safe? You know, again, go back to Kate Steinle. What was your plan for that? You obviously don't have one, and you didn't even... Look, Nancy Pelosi's heart went out when she saw those two dead Hispanic people in the water or whatever. Did her heart go out to Kate Steinle's family? Did she call them? How many families whose kids have been killed will never be able to hold their child again, kiss their child, hug their child? How many of those has Nancy Pelosi reached out to and said, I am sorry for our inability to pass a law to enact real immigration reform has caused your son or daughter to be murdered or killed? How many do you think she's called? I'll bet my week's paycheck, none. Zip. Is that a white supremacist? One of these. No? Maybe? I don't know. It changes from day to day. That's why I don't know. It's infuriating what we, you, me, and others have allowed them to do. It needs to stop. You cannot let this go on. You can't. I can't. We can't let this go on. I mean, seriously. California, you know, think about this. How many people, right? How many people have been killed by illegals? And not illegals that just come over they simply, I'm going to make this as simple as possible. They simply break the law. They find their way to get over the border. And now they're working at Joe's Burger Shop. They're not really bothered anybody. They're just kind of working there, making some money to send home. Right? I'm oversimplifying. When I say that, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one that's been deported 6, 7, 8 times. I'm talking about the one that's been picked up for drunk driving 6, 7, and 8 times, and that's what they were deported for breaking the law. I'm talking about ones that have actually broken the law to that degree, committed felonies, will even go further with it. Right? What are we doing about that? Why do they not go to jail? Because we're supposed to have compassion on them. They're here just trying to feed their family. Well, guess what? Some people don't have one less mouth to feed. Because that person took the life of one of their family members. California's going again. See, this governor sees no end in helping illegals. This will be the illegal state of California soon. They're going to have to rename it. Because illegals get free college. Illegals get free health care. Not veterans. And now California's going to mandate the colleges provide services to illegals. Total services. AB 1645 would mandate a DREAM resource liaison. And they would encourage a DREAM resource center. The author of the bill claims that California must do more to help undocumented students navigate through the higher education system. We need to be the leader. Is this guy serious? How about you be the leader in helping your own people? Wouldn't that be cool? All right, I'm going to calm down. Take a whole weekend. Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure. Guys, thanks for the kind words. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Spend some time with family this weekend. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.